Welcome to North Fork High School. I'm Mark Cantor, and it's time for Delta Panthers basketball, presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626. We'll get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. The girls clinched their fourth straight Western Slope League title last Friday with a 65-53 victory at Grand Valley. Erica Kuda led the way with 19 points, 10 rebounds, 4 steals, while Tata Miller was right behind her, scoring 16 points on the evening. Delta looks to close out the regular season tonight and extend their winning streak to 10 with a win over the North Fork Miners. The Miners enter the game 12-6 overall, 3-3 in league, which puts them right in the middle of the league as far as standing. A win tonight would give them a home game in the first round of districts. North Fork led by senior Vianney Mendoza, who averages 9 points and 6 rebounds a game. So we'll pause real quick for the national anthem, and I'll be back with you for the lineups for tonight. Take a look at the lineups now for tonight's contest, brought to you by Home and Motor Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Home and Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit homeandmotorco.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 with Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Home and Motor Company. Lineup for the Panthers, starting with the non-starters, number 00, sophomore Anaya Kohick. Number 4, sophomore Bailey Wilson. Number 5, senior Kayla Geyer. Number 11, sophomore Kylie Huff. Number 12, freshman Taylor Summers. Number 13, freshman Brianna Huff. Number 20, Kaya Smith. She's a senior. And number 24, sophomore Graydon Alberg. Starters for your Panthers tonight, as always, senior. Number 1, Erica Kuda, junior. Number 2, Aubrey Frazier. Number 3, senior Kaylin Porter. Number 10, junior Ellie Ames, and number 14, sophomore Tatum Miller. Taking a look at the non-starters for the North Fork Miners. Number 1, Addie Neal. Number 2, Autumn Keeper. Number 3, Lexi Todd. Number 4, Danielle Elder. Number 5, Tia Moore. Number 10, Izzy Housewirt. Number 12, Paris West. Number 14, Delilah Vasquez. Number 15, Jada Lang. Number 22, Piper Smith. Number 24, Sydney Neff. Number 25, Jalen Lang. Starters for the Miners, number 11, Lottie Hollenbeek. Number 13, Peyton Fisker. Number 20, Indigo Miller-Barnes. Number 21, Leela Ellenberger. And number 34, Vianney Mendoza. So in just a matter of moments, we will have tip-off here at North Fork High School. That's sponsored by Taco Time. Taco Time is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. So the Panthers come in to one seed already in district, already have their round one opponent set up for Tuesday. That's Roaring Fork. Apparently there was a three-way tie at the bottom of the league. All the teams had one win. It was Roaring Fork, Coleridge, and can't remember who the third team was, but regardless, it was a three-way tie, and the third tiebreaker was head-to-head record. And that put Roaring Fork with the lowest, its overall record, that put Roaring Fork with the lowest overall record in the eighth seed. So Delta will play Roaring Fork for a fourth time this season. There's positives and negatives to that. Obviously, Delta's beaten them three times. The negative is it doesn't really do much for our RPI, which is still being collected through districts, and that's where the seeding for the state tournament comes in. Of course, regionals, the first two rounds of the state tournament. Delta Cabinet Company with Cabinet Design Solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So, finishing the starting lineups here at North Fork High School. So they make it kind of a spectacle here. They turn out the lights in the gym, turn the strobe and disco light on, and very similar to what the Chicago Bulls did back in the day with Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and the like. So Ellie aims to jump for Delta. It'll be Miller Barnes for the Miners. And Delta's going to control the jump. Ends up in the hands of Cuda. Cuda off the glass. Gets it to go. Delta leads 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. It'll be Fisker bringing it up to try to work it inside. That's a steal by Aang. Aang is back the other direction, moving right to left. She now moves into the right side. Now they work it inside to Cuda. Cuda in the lane, fighting to get some space. Turn around, jumper, good. Back on the other end, Hotchkiss gets it over to Sister. Sister over into the right corner and Hollenbeek. They try to work it underneath. It's going to go out of bounds off of Mendoza. And Delta will have possession. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound for the Panthers goes to Porter. Porter across the time stripe. Top of the key now. To Cuda. Over to Frazier. Frazier working it into a cutting Miller. Contact not called. Shot no good. They kick it back out to Porter. He scores the bucket just inside the arc. So loose ball. And the Taco Time jump ball called is the key for Delta here is just play their game. Keep doing what they're doing. Keep the momentum going and get the district. Mendoza at the free throw line kicks it back out to Ellenberger. Ellenberger to Fisker at the top of the key. Now she kicks it back out to Hollenbeek. Now back to Fisker. Fisker over to Ellenberger. They work it inside now. Back out to Hollenbeek. And in creation's three ball, no good. North Fork comes up with the rebound. And back out to Hollenbeek. Hollenbeek drives the lane, shot no good. Rebound, Frazier. Poor Porter on the right side. Almost throws it away, but gets it to Frazier. Frazier top of the key over to Kuda. Kuda spots up for an A and creation. Three ball no good. Rebound Ames. Ames kicks it out to Porter. Porter goes baseline. Runner no good. And a rebound by North Fork and a foul called on Porter. Of course, the first foul on Porter Delta lead 6-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 5:50 left in the first. Delta Cabinet Company timeout by the Miners. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. So Delta back out on the floor, now joined by the Miners. North Fork basketball. Work it around. Hollenbeek now Mendoza underneath. Shot no good over Kuda. Rebound Frazier up ahead to Kuda. Kuda in the lane. Takes it to the hoop. She'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman. Remax Mountain West free throws. Greg and Christy Stratman with Remax Mountain West, a combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734 or 970-216-0274. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. As Ellenberger checks back into the game for the Miners. Kuda missed the first free throw, but she'll make the second. Erica's now got 5 points in officially on the night. Delta lead 7-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Miners work it in, now back out around the perimeter. Ellenberger now inside to Mendoza underneath, and the Miners have their first 2 points of the game. 7-2 Delta. Porter brings it across the time stripe. Porter's going to have it knocked away. Fisker going to pick it up. Convert on the other end. 3-point lead for Delta. 4:57 left in the first. Ames working her way in the paint. Baseline, kicks it back out to Kuda. Kuda can't get the shot to go from the lane, but she'll go back to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. So again, Kuda misses the first, makes the second. Delta leads 8-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 4:44 left in the first. Number 4 works it in, now out. Now to the top, now to Hollenbeek. Excuse me, that's Ellenberger. Now back to the top and Fisker. Fisker to her left, over to Ellenberger. Ellenberger tries to get in the lane, and she'll shrink the bucket, and it's a 2-point advantage for Delta. Ames, back by midcourt, now brings it up the right side. Works it in the paint to Kuda. Kuda stops, pops, turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound, Miners. Lexi Todd will bring it up. Over to Ellenberger, back to Todd, around to Pfister. Pfister now on the left side to Housework. Now they try to work it in the paint. They do. That's going to be Miller Barnes. Shot no good. Rebound, Kuda. Kuda brings it back by herself. Can't get the lay-in to go, and a rebound by the Miners. Todd over to Ellenberger. Back to Sod at the top, over to Fisker. Fisker, going to be called for the travel. Sod about an A&M Creations three ball and then started to dribble. Unfortunately, she took a step before she did so. Miller for Delta with the ball. Over to Ames. Ames on the right elbow. Dribbles to her right. No distance to Kuda. Kuda drives the lane. Has it knocked away, but it falls into the hands of Porter. Kay Lynn with the 10-footer. It's good. Porter with four. Sister with the ball for the Miners. Sister looks to drive just inside the arc. It's good. 10-8 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 2:55 left in the first. Porter over to Ames. Ames goes baseline underneath the Fraser. Ball's going to roll away and out of bounds off of the Miners. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Holland beat back into the ballgame. Ames with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Into Kuda. Kuda in the lane. Puts it up. No good. Rebound. Miners. Todd across the time stripe. Up to Ellenberger. Back to Todd. Now Ellenberger again. She'll move to her left. Cross over back to her right. And she's going to throw it away. And Hollenbeek comes up with it briefly, but she'll step out of bounds. 2:25 left in the first. Delta leads 10-8. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound goes to Porter. Over to Ames on the left elbow. Ames to Kuda at the top. Kuda over to Miller on the right side. A&M Creations three ball, no good. Chases her on the rebound. It's going to get away from her, though, and Hollenbeek comes up with it for the Miners. Up ahead to Ellenberger. Now they try to work it inside to Vasquez. Now back out to Ellenberger and out of bounds off of Kuda. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions. Summers and Kylie Huff into the game for the Panthers. Dowdy Steel and Machine inbound goes to Jada Lang. Shot's no good. Rebound by Ames. Quickly up ahead to Porter. Porter back to Ames. Now Kuda in the paint. Spins. Floater good. Ball knocked away and a travel going to be called on Kuda. Erica stole the ball, and they're going to say she dragged her pivot foot. She disagrees, regardless. North Fork with the basketball. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound goes to Vasquez. It's no good. Porter comes up with the rebound. Up ahead to Ames. Ames to Huff. Up to Ames on the right side. Now she's going to drive the lane. Backs her way in. Tries to get it to Summers, and throws it away. Fisker with the basketball. Shot no good by the Miners. Rebound by Summers. Long pass up ahead to Huff, and Huff goes for the easy bucket, and the ball gets loose and out of bounds. So Fisker will bring it up for the Miners. Fisker to the right, just inside the arc. Shot no good. Rebound Summers. Summers up the near side, moving right to left. Up ahead to Taya Smith. Back out to Huff. Kylie looking to drive. Tries to go. Not sure where she was going with that one. It's going to go out of bounds. Ellenberger on the right side, kicks it over to the left side, and Vasquez now Back to the Chop and Hollenbeek. And finally, Two Fister now right side again. This one's going to get loose. Fister comes up with it over the right side and Ellenberger going to have it knocked away. Huff to Geyer to Smith. 2 seconds left. Smith has it stolen. Excuse me. And that is how the first quarter will end. Delta leads 12-8 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Brand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus, a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repairs. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Sakuda leading the way in the first quarter, 8 points, 2 boards. Caleb Borders got 4 points and a rebound as well. Again, Delta leads 12-8 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So, Delta will have the ball to start the second quarter. It'll be Summers, Geyer, Smith, Alberg, and Kylie Huff on the hardwood for the Panthers to start the quarter. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound goes to Smith. Smith at the top of the key. Over to Summers. Summers back out to the top and Alberg. Alberg at the top moves to her right. Braden dribbles into trouble. She's going to throw it away. Hollenbeek comes up with it. Gets it to Fister. Fister on the left side, looking for something to set up. Over to Hollenbeek. Now into the right corner and Miller Barnes. Back to Hollenbeek. Now Fister. Fister drives the lane. Kicks it over to Summers. Summers with the steal. Taylor, 1-on-3. Slams on the brakes. Kicks it out to Geyer. Geyer called for the travel. Fister with the ball. Over to Hollenbeek. And this one's going to be stolen by Smith. And Taya. Still trying to protect that left knee, the surgically repaired left knee. She hit the deck on that one. We're going to get some 2-1-2 zone coverage from the Miners. Pop's going to take it all the way. Kylie, her first 2 points of the game. Delta leads 14-8 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 6:50 left in the half. Fister over to Hollenbeek. Hollenbeek back to Fister. Around to Vasquez, back to Fister. They try to work it inside to Miller Barnes. Little runner in the lane, no good. Fight for the loose ball. And a soccer time jump ball going to be called. Miners will have possession. Dowdy Steel and Machine inbound. Lobbed to Miller Barnes in the paint. It's good. 14-10 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 6:30 left in the half. Up ahead to Geyer. Geyer in trouble. Gets it over to Summers. Summers back to Geyer. Geyer to Summers again. Taylor now has it knocked away. She'll be fouled by Fister. Looks like we're going to get a full line change from the Panthers. Starters back in on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Looks like Todd and Ellenberger back in for the Miners. First foul called on Fister. Dowdy Steel and Machine inbound goes to Porter at the top. Over to Miller, a little give and go there in the paint. They get it underneath to Fraser. Shot going to be blocked out of bounds by Fister, and Delta will maintain possession. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound goes underneath to Fraser. She can't make the basket. She was held a little bit going for the rebound, wasn't called, and Todd now has the ball for the Miners. Over to Fisher on the left side. Long pass to Ellenberger. Ellenberger drives. Runs into Tuda. Shot's going to be blocked. Tuda, long pass up ahead to Miller. Off the glass. Can't get it to go. Fight for the loose ball. Out of bounds. Off of the Miners. So another Doughty Stealing Machine inbound for the Panthers. Goes to Porter. Porter to Miller. Miller on the outside. Now back in. Now back out to Porter. Porter lobs it in to Kuda. Kuda in the paint. Turnaround jumper off the glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Miller shot. No good. That was Ames with the rebound. Ball's going out of bounds. Saved by the Miners. Then it gets knocked loose again and now out of bounds off of Porter. So Fisher will bring it up for the Miners. Over to Ellenberger. Now Fisher in the left corner. Long pass to Todd. Now baseline and Miller Barnes into a triple team. Back out to Todd. Todd, Fisher, AM Creations, three ball, no good from the left side. Fight for the loose ball. Going to go out of bounds off of Delta. 5 minutes left in the half. Delta leads 14-10 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Inbound goes to Miller Barnes. And the 10-footer is good from the paint. Delta with a two-point advantage. Porter tries to get it to Ames. It's knocked out of bounds by Ellenberger. Delta will have possession. Doughty Steel Machine inbound goes to Kuda. Over to Frazier. Back to Kuda. Kuda at the free throw line. Stops. Pops and good. 10 points for Erica. Fisker. Over to Ellenberger. Back to Fisker. Fisker. Lob inside to Miller Barnes. Back out to Todd on the right side. Now back to Fisker. Top of the key. Fisker over to Todd. Right side drives baseline. Tries to get it underneath. Frazier's going to come up with the loose ball. Both Frazier and Todd hit the hardwood forcefully. Delta will come up with the possession on the Taco Time jump ball. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution as Mendoza checks back into the game for the Miners. Porter. Over to Miller on the left side. Miller back to her right into Frazier. Back out to Porter. Excuse me, Miller. Miller tries to drive the lane. She'll be fouled. It's going to be called on Ellenberger. It'll be the fifth team foul on the Miners. First on Ellenberger. That is Steel Machine inbound. Goes to Miller. 15-footer, no good, out of bounds, off of, they say, Delta. So Hotchkiss, excuse me, North Fork. I knew I was going to do that, too. My apologies. North Fork with the basketball. Todd almost loses it, gets it back. Todd over to Ellenberger. Ellenberger to Miller Barnes. Shot no good. Rebound Kuda. Kuda bringing it up. Kuda kicks it out to Porter. Aiden Creations three ball. No good. Rebound Miller Barnes. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of Porter. Actually, they're going to call a foul on Kay Lynn. 3:37 left in the half. Delta leads 16-12 with the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Second foul on Porter. North Fork gets it into Mendoza in the lane. It's good. And now Delta back the other direction. Long skip pass to Ames on the right side. Back to Porter at the top. Porter almost traveled there, but she gets it out to Miller. And this one is going to be offline. It's going to go between Porter and Ames from Miller, and Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution as Kylie Huff and Summers back into the game for the Panthers. The turnover back to the Miners. Delta with a two-point advantage, 3:06 left in the half. Sister to Ellenberger. They work it in to Miller Barnes. Jumper from the free throw line, not good. And they're going to call a quick taco time jump ball and give the ball to Northport. Didn't give Ames a lot of time to fight for that loose ball. Inbound goes to Miller Barnes, who gets the short jumper to go, and the score's tied at 16. Huff inside to Summers, knocked away by Todd. Turnover to the Miners. Northport with the basketball over to Todd. Work it into Mendoza. Mendoza out to Fisker. A and creation's three ball, no good off the back iron. Rebound Cuda. Cuda up ahead to Huff. Huff in the paint to Cuda. Cuda left-handed lane, good. Cuda with 12. Miller Barnes looks to drive the lane. Shot over Cuda's no good, but they're going to call Erica for the foul. First one on Cuda. Miller Barnes to the line. And in creations on Main and Delta, go to 2021 Best All-Around Restaurants, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stopping at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Score tied at 18. A&M Creations, three ball. The bank is open for Porter with 2 minutes left in the half. Delta leads 21-18 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Fisker, excuse me, that's Miller Barnes, thought she traveled. Not called, it's going to go out of bounds off of Fisker. So Delta will have possession. Huff to bring it across the time stripe for the Panthers. Porter, they work it inside. Dakota off the glass, hooping the harm. Modern Appliance serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta for all your appliance needs. Cuda's got 15 with that. Greg and Christy Stratman free throw. Ellenberger in the corner. Now they get it back out. This is going to be an over and back on the Miners. Pass to Summers, going to be knocked out of bounds by Northport. Delta maintains possession. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound goes to Allbird. Allbird will dribble to her right. Now it's a Porter at the top. Into the paint to Cuda. She's going to be fouled by Fisker. And this should send Cuda to the line for 1-1. As Belt is into the bonus now, it'll be the first foul called on Jada Lang. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Denison River Drive, truly your one-stop everything shop. With the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware, help you with your next project. Cuda makes the first, misses the second. Rebound Northport. 1:10 left in the half. Fisker to her right. Now to Miller Barnes. Miller's going to travel. Tried a ball fake and started to run before she dribbled. So turnover to Delta. 64 seconds left in the half. Porter up the right side. Porter has it knocked away. She'll get it back into Cuda, back to Huff. Huff, jumper no good. Rebound Cuda off the glass. It goes. Back on the other end, Fisker with the ball. Over to Hollenbeek. Now back to Fisker. They work it inside to Ellenberger. Runner no good. Rebound Allberg, and it's going to be called for a travel. There's a lot of contact down there. That wasn't called, though. Battery Steel Machine inbound goes underneath to Miller Barnes. They kick it back out. Shot no good. Rebound Miller Barnes. Put back good. 27-20 belt on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Try to work it underneath the Summers. Knocked away. Fisker comes up with it. Fisker going to have it knocked away by Cuda. Cuda with the steal. She's going to be fouled by Ellenberger. And Cuda's going to go to the line for 1-1. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company's been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Off the front iron for Cuda, and Fisker has the rebound. 4 seconds. Fisker gets the screen aim, and Creation's three ball is no good. Hollenbeek's going to come up with the rebound, but the buzzer is going to sound. So at the half, Delta leads 27-20. Halftime going to be brought to you by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So we'll take a break. See if we can get a boys basketball coach up to talk to us here. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance, is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Greg and Christy Stratton, Remax Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Kristen Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734.
Back here at North Fork High School, halftime of the girls' game. Girls lead 27-20 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. I've been joined by boys assistant coach Matt Cano. Matt, thanks for joining us. And kind of a big game here tonight. If you win, you get the second seed in the district tournament. If North Fork wins, you'll have the third. Regardless, you have a home game on Tuesday to start out districts. But what's the difference, do you think, between getting a second and third seed?
I think just a confidence booster going into that first game of districts. So that'll help the team. I think just confidence-wise, they'll probably play more confident, shoot the ball more, you know, just like a more confident team would do it.
It also will give us the momentum going into district, which is, I think, very important going into that game. It also would put us, I think either way, it puts us on the opposite side of Aspen. And the idea, I think, all along has been, you know, Aspen on one side of the bracket, us on the other, and then we meet in the finals there. Does that weigh on you guys? Is that kind of what you're thinking about going into this? Is that focus is we got to win this game to get to Aspen, or win the next several games to get to Aspen?
Yeah,
is that the driving factor?
Yeah, it's definitely in our minds, but I know we're just focused on one game at a time, so that's trying to prove ourselves and just keep our momentum going and build that confidence each and every game and just build off of those things. But I think Aspen is there because I know we played them strong towards the end of the game, and I think we'd like to get them back, but... right now, we're just focused on whoever we get in front of us first.
Okay, so, obviously we'll play Tuesday. Any preference on which team we play? I'm not sure who's at the bottom of the bracket there as far as the 7 or 6, depending on which seed we get. Which one would you prefer, or does it really matter?
I don't think it really matters. I think the boys would probably prefer to play Gunnison because I know we dropped an early game to them in the season, so they'd like to face them again. But other than that reason, I don't think so. I think we're just ready to play whoever comes to Delta.
Sounds good. Thanks for joining me here, and good luck tonight, Matt.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Matt Connor, the assistant boys basketball coach, one of them at least. We'll take another break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Jerry Ryan State Farm Insurance.
Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Simicki at the Sunflower Room. Modern appliance serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. So see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good. They offer most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gel, and dip nails, plus body and face lasting, facial, teeth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair Designers and Nails. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jefferson River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Greg and Christy Stratton from Green Ash Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734. Yeah. Canon Creation John May in Delta. Go to 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on May. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences.
Mark Ganner back with you at North Fork High School. Delta leads 27-20 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Our interview with Boys Assistant Coach Matt Cano, brought to you by Modern Appliance. Modern Appliance serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friends and staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. Taking a look at some first-half stats. Sarah Kakuta, 18 points, 6 boards, and a couple of steals. Kaylin Porter, 7 points, a rebound, and an assist. Ellie Ames had 3 boards, an assist, and a steal. Aubrey Frazier, a couple of boards. Kylie Huff had 2 points and an assist. And Taylor Summers, 2 rebounds and 1 steal. So, of course, all my stats, unofficial. As we get ready to start the second half, Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So, I believe the Miners, Delta will have the ball to start the second half. Delta's got their starters on the court, as do the Miners. Delta to move left to right on your radio dial. Ellie Ames with the Dowdy steal machine inbound goes to Miller. Miller at the top of the key, picks up her dribble, gets it to Porter, now back to Ames at the top. Ames over to Porter on the left side. Porter thought about going inside to Miller, instead goes to Ames at the top. Ames, now they work it into Kuda in the paint, turnaround jumper, hoop in the arms. Taco Time is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared homestyle Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. Kuda with the and one, and she's got 21 points tonight. Fisker with the ball for the Miners. Over to Hollenbeek. Back to Fisker in the right corner. They work it inside to Mendoza. And a foul going to be called underneath on Miller Barnes. Actually, it's going to be on Ellenberger. That's her third. Porter up to Ames. Ames to Porter. Porter dishes to Ames. Ames gets the ball away from Miller Barnes. Ames baseline inside the Kuda. Jumper's good. Little north of 7, left in the third. Miners trying to work it underneath. Frazier comes up with the steal and then immediately throws it away. Fisker will take a shot just inside the arc. It's no good, and a loose ball is going to go out of bounds off of the Miners. Delta quickly works it ahead. Frazier to Kuda. Kuda's got 25 points on the night. Fisker inside to Miller Barnes, back out to Fisker. Fisker to Ellenberger, now inside to Mendoza, back out to Ellenberger. Shot is no good from just inside the arc. Fisker comes up with the rebound. Fisker back out to the right side. She'll throw it away. Miller with the steal. Miller spins, kicks it back to Ames. They work it underneath to Frazier. Shot no good. Rebound by Northbrook. And then a steal by Miller, and then knocked out of bounds by Delta. Excuse me, by Northbrook. Ellie Ames with the Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound. Underneath to Huff, knocked away, and Northbrook with the basketball. Fister. Out to Ellenberger, back to Fister. Long pass over to Hollenbeek. And Porter's going to be called for the foul. I think that's going to be the third on Kaylin. Delta Cabinet Company timeout for the Miners. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So Delta leads 34-20 here in the third. Eric Okuda with 25 points in the game. Kaylin Porter has 7. Miners will have possession coming out of this timeout. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution is Taylor Summers will be out on the court for the Panthers. So it'll be Summers, Kylie Huff, Kuda, Ames, and Frazier. Ball ends up in the hands of Fister. Fister looking for the screen. She'll get it over to Hollenbeek on the right side. They're working underneath the Mendoza. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound Ames. Ames on the left side. Ames now backs away into the lane. Tries to get it underneath to Summers. And stolen by the Miners. Hollenbeek, top of the key. Now into the right corner, and Ellenberger, they work it inside to Mendoza, left-handed, one-hander, no good. Rebound, Kuda, up ahead to Huff. Huff tries to get it to Summers, loose ball, and there's going to be a taco time jump ball called. Delta will have possession. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution as Todd and Houseward back into the game for the Miners. Not entirely sure what happened there, unless they moved the possession early. Regardless, Miners with the basketball and a steal by Frazier. Gets it to Ames. Ames at the top. Over to Kuda on the right side. Kuda now drives. Baseline underneath. Easy bucket. Kuda with 27. Fister to Todd. Over to Ellenberger in the right corner. She'll go baseline. Ends up back in the hands of Todd. Todd. Right side to Fister. That one's going to be knocked away by Summers. Summers gains control of it. Up ahead to Huff. Huff's going to have it blocked by Fister, but she stepped on the baseline and out of bounds. So Delta will have possession during Mesa Motorsports substitution as Allbird checks back in for the Panthers. The inbound goes to Allbird, and foul going to be called on Miller Barnes, and that'll send Braden Allbird to the line for 2. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. Greg and Christy Stratman with Remax Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta Cabin real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg and Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734, 970-216-0274. So Allbirds makes the first, can't get the second, but Cuda gets the rebound. Turnaround jumper, no good. Fight for the loose ball, and the Miners going to come up with it. Fister looks to drive, kicks it out to Todd. Back to Fister at the top. Fister in to Vasquez, back out to Fister at the top. Fister to Vasquez, back out to Ellenberger. Ellenberger drives baseline, kicks it to Todd. Now around the perimeter. Fister going to look to drive. She'll kick it out to Ellenberger. Ellenberger back to Fister on the right side. Fister, now they work it into Vasquez. 10-footer, no good. Rebound, Cuda. Cuda going to take it herself. Cuda off the glass. No. She'll be fouled going to the hoop. She goes to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626. And get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Taylor Miller back into the game for the Panthers. Looks like Holland Beach is going to be back in for the Miners. Miller Barnes is in as well, as it looks like Fister will be pulled out of the game for medical purposes. She may have a cut on her hand. So Cuda gets both of her free throws. Geyer will check in for Cuda on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Hollenbeek brings it up for the Miners. Over to Todd. Back to Hollenbeek. They work it inside. This one gets knocked away. Ames comes up with it. Ames brings it across. Ames has it knocked away. Loose ball. And hustled by Miller Barnes. And the Delta Cabinet Company timeout by the Miners. You need help to relax? Let Stacy Snicky at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Snicky at the Sunflower Room. Delta leads 39-20 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Just slightly north of 3 minutes left in the third. North Fork should have possession here. Coming out of the timeout. Scotty Steel Machine inbound, going to go to Todd in the backcourt. Todd inside now, back out to Miller Barnes. And in creation, three ball, no good. She's going to go to the line for three. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Nope, they're going to say it was on the floor. It'll be the first foul on Albert. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Goes to Todd in the left corner. She's going to work it over to Vasquez on the right side. Back in to Hartwork. Shot is good. Delta Cabinet Company timeout by the Panthers. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repairs. Is at 1325 Highway 50 today. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. 39-22 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. They'll have possession coming out of this timeout. It'll be Miller, Summers, Geyer, Ames, and Porter on the floor for the Panthers. Porter to bring it up. Porter to Geyer. Skyrka Summers on the left side. She'll bring it back to the top. Now Ames. Ames on the right elbow over to Miller. They work it underneath to Summers off the glass. It's good. Taylor's first 2 points of the game. Todd has it at the top. Over to Hollenbeek. A&M chasing three ball. No good. Fight for the loose ball. See, the official's going to discuss what the... They're going to say it's going to be a foul on Kay Lynn. If anything, I think that should have been a jump ball, but... What are you going to do? So that'll be the fourth on Porter. That is the only machine inbound goes to Hollenbeek in the backcourt. Hollenbeek over to Todd. They work it inside to Miller Barnes. Miller Barnes in the paint. Runner, no good. Foul going to be called against Miller. Coach Kyle Crowder wanted to travel in the lane. Couldn't get it. So Miller Barnes to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good, offering most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face waxing, facials, teeth whitening, and spray tans. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair Designers and Nails. Miller Barnes makes the first, not the second. Geyer comes up with the rebound. Geyer to Miller, back to Ames at the top. And Summers has the ball slip out of her hands as she's trying to pass it off, and it'll be a turnover back to Northport. Taya Smith nearly gets the steal, but Northport's going to get it back. They were getting to Miller Barnes. She was going to... The one-hander, no good off the back iron, and Summers comes up with the rebound. Ames... Dribbles in, now kicks it out to Geyer. Geyer now dribbles baseline, gets it back out to Ames. Ellie to Miller. Miller, 10-footer, no good. Rebound Summers. Summers, one dribble, kicks it out to Geyer just inside the arc. No good. Rebound Miller. That's good. Tatum's first 2 points of the contest. Back on the other end for North Fork now. Todd, A&M chasing three ball, no good. Rebound by Miller. Miller up the near side. Up ahead to Ames, underneath to Summers. It's good. Stuff leads 45-23 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. 24 seconds left in the third, and this pass is a little too high. Out of bounds off the fingertips of Hollenbeek. Delta will have possession. Looks like we're going to have Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions. Delta sends in Breezy Huff and Anaya Kohit. Looks like Fisker's back on the floor for the Miners. Ames to bring it up. Over to Kohick, back to Ames, around to Smith on the left side. Smith into Huff. Greasy back to Smith. Smith tries to get through the double team. Dishes to Ames. Ames now going to dribble drive. Gets it to Geyer. Geyer back to Ames. A&M tracing three ball from the right corner. No good at the buzzer. At the end of three, Delta leads 45-23 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, powder cutting, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Tough Panthers basketball, presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So Delta will have possession to start the final stanza. That is Field Machine inbound. Going to go to Kovic in the backcourt. It's Kovic, Greasy, and Kylie Huff, Kuda, and Allberg on the floor for the Panthers. Allberg up ahead to Breezy. Breezy looking, kicks it out to Kylie. It's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say off of Kylie. Sister to bring it up for the Miners. Both teams have 14 fouls. Sister to Ellenberger. Now inside to Jada Wang. Shot no good. Rebound by Kuda. Kuda brings it up. Kuda to Kylie Huff. Huff called for the travel. So with 7:29 left in the game, Delta leads 45-23 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Sister inside to Miller Barnes. Shot no good. Rebound by Miller Barnes. Out to Fisker just inside the arc. Shot no good. Rebound by Allberg. Up ahead to Kylie. Huff. Huff. To Allberg. Allberg. Looking for Kylie, who was cutting. Now they'll get it to Kuda. The right elbow. Now Kylie. She's going to drive over to Allberg. Allberg, 10-footer is good. Back on the other end of the court. Fisker. They work it in. Now back out to Hollenbeek. A&M creates three balls. Good. Kohick to bring it up for Delta. Over to Kuda. Kuda. To Kohick. Anaya just inside the arc. It's good. Fisker. To Ellenberger. Inside to Miller Barnes. One-hander is in, and it's 49-28 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. A little north of six left in the game. Allberg, left side to Kohick. Kohick stops. Oh, kicks it over to Huff. Kylie drives the lane, can't get it to go. Rebound. Miners. Sister. Into Miller Barnes, back out to Hollenbeek. A&M increases three ball, no good. Kuda comes up with the rebound. Up ahead to Huff. Huff has it knocked away by Hollenbeek from behind and out of bounds. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions. As Summers, Ames, and Bailey Wilson check into the game for the Panthers. This one goes underneath to Allberg, and a Taco Time jump ball call. North Fork with the possession. Fister to bring it up for the Miners inside to Miller Barnes. Miller Barnes has it knocked away by Kuda. Loose ball. Ellenberger now back out to Fister. Over to Todd. And increases three ball from the right side. No good. Rebound Vasquez. Vasquez out to Fisker. Over to Todd. Todd works it into Miller Barnes. Turnaround jumper. No good. Not sure how that wasn't a travel, but he comes up with the rebound. Up ahead to Kuda in the lane. She'll be fouled. They're going to say it's on the floor. So Delta with the Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound. We'll get some Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution as Housewort and Mendoza back into the game for the Miners. 5:04 left in the game. Delta leads 49-28 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Summers flashes open underneath. Can't get the shot to go. And rebound by Northport. Todd to Ellenberger on the left side. Ellenberger to Todd. Over to Vasquez. They work it inside to Housewort. Back out. Ellenberger, she'll drive the lane off the front iron, no good. Rebound, Ellenberger. Ellenberger to Todd. Todd over to Vasquez. They work it inside to Housewort again. Shot no good, she'll follow her shot. Can't get that one to go either. And now Kuda will come up with the rebound. up ahead to Summers. Summers has her pass deflected and a steal by the Miners. Back on the other end is Todd to Vasquez. Back to Todd on the right side. Todd to Vasquez. Vasquez. They're working underneath the Mendoza. She'll be fouled by Cuda. I think that's going to be the second on Erica. Both teams have five team fouls. Delta leads 49-28 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. First one by Mendoza is good. And Creations on Main in Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stopping at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Mendoza makes them both. It's 49-30. Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Ames backing her way into the lane. Kicks it out to Geyer. Back to Wilson. Wilson now drives baseline. Now goes back out to Ames. Ames to Geyer. Geyer to Cuda at the top. Cuda to Geyer. Geyer took her eye off it, but got the ball back. And there's going to be a foul called. And Coach Crowder is letting the official have it because he does not agree with the foul call. Kyle on the verge of getting a technical there, I think. Now he'll let the other official know what he thinks. So will be North Fork ball after the foul on Smith. 3:45 left in the game. Delta leads 49-30 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. North Fork works it into Mendoza. She can't get it to go. Cuda will come up with the rebound. Cuda's got 13 boards on the night. Up ahead to Ames and then to Geyer. Geyer has it slipped through her grasp and out of bounds. Miller Barnes over to Housework, now back out to Hollenbeek. Over to Miller Barnes, shot no good, and that one is going to be out of bounds. Off of North Fork, so Delta will have possession. Bowdy's field machine inbound goes to Cuda, and now back to Ames. Ellie will bring it up. Into Cuda, back out to Wilson, now Ames at the top. Lob into Cuda. Cuda turns around to the free throw line and drains it. Cuda with 31 on the night. Miller Barnes. Now they work it inside to Lang. Geyer comes up with the steal. Gets it over to Ames. Ames at the top. Over to Smith. Smith to Ames. Over to Wilson on the left side. Back to Ellie. In the lane underneath to Geyer. High off the glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound North Fork. 2:22 left in the game. Delta leads 51-30 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Hollenbeek. They work it inside the lane. Lang in the paint. No good. Foul going to be called on Cuda. That'll be Erica's third. It'll send Lang to the line. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive. Truly your one stop everything shop. With the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So full line change for the Miners. Delta's going to have some Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions as well as Breezy and Kylie Hufchek back into the game, as does Anaya Kohick. So it'll be Wilson, Smith, Kohick, and the Huff sisters on the floor for the Panthers. Rebound to Kylie. She's going to have the ball stolen. Picked up by Vasquez. And a Taco Time jump ball. Should be Delta's possession. just slightly north of two left in the game, and Delta leads 51-30 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Kohick up ahead to Smith. Smith back to Kohick. Kohick to Wilson. Bailey. Foul going to be called on number four, Danielle Elder. So it'll be Delta basketball. I'm not sure what that foul was called, but it's going to be the first on Bailey Wilson, and to say that Kyle Crowder is displeased would be an understatement. 18 fouls for the Panthers, 6 for Northport. 1:45 left in the game. Todd out to Fister, around to Elder. And in Tracer's three ball, no good. Ellenberger with the rebound, and she'll be fouled as she tries to put it back. Foul's going to be called on Smith. That'll be her second. And Ellenberger will go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. She bounces it off the back iron. No good. Same way with the second. Hoff will come up with the rebound. That's Kylie. Hoff to Smith. Smith up ahead to Breezy. Breezy nearly travels, but just barely gets her foot to stay on the floor. And then Smith will drive the lane for two. Taya's first 2 points of the night. Big smile on Taya's face. As Elder will take another shot at the man in Jason's three ball, it's good. Delta with a 20-point advantage. Smith to bring it up for the Panthers. Hands it off to Breezy. Breezy behind the back. She loses it. Gets it back. Falls loose on the floor. And a Delta Cabinet Company, a Taco Time jump ball, and North Fork will have possession. 53-33 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, just south of 60. As Elder will take another A and Creation's three ball. It's no good. Rebound, Todd. Can't get that one to go. Fight for the loose ball. Still loose ball. And if Kohick's going to come up with it, Kohick gets it to Hoff. Kylie up ahead to Smith. Smith spots at the top of the key. A and Creation's three ball. No good. Rebound by Northport. Miners now with the ball as Fister will bring it up. 30 seconds left in the game. Fister works it into Ellenberger. Ellenberger, as Smith's going to be called for her third. And Ellenberger will go to the line for two as North Fork in the double now. She'll miss the first. Ellenberger 0 for 3 from the line. And the second. Going to try to chase down her own rebound. She's going to get it back. She was out of bounds when she touched that ball, ref. Loose ball. Fight for the loose ball. And Ellenberger being pretty aggressive there, fighting for it. Taco Time jump ball going to go to the Panthers. Smith to get the Bobby Steele machine inbound in the backcourt. She'll bring it up. 18 seconds left. She's going to have it stolen. Todd kicks it over to Fister. Now Elder. Elder back to Fister at the top. Fister, 5 seconds left. She'll travel. 3.9 seconds left. Elder's going to have the ball with one last Gowdy stealing machine inbound. It'll go to Wilson. Wilson up ahead to Breezy. Huff. We'll just dribble it out. So Delta going to end the regular season with a 53-33 victory on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Player of the game is going to be Erica Kuda. 31 points, 13 boards, 1 assist, 2 steals. I'm not sure if that is a personal best for Kuda or not. So we'll talk to Coach Kyle Crowder coming up a little later on. We'll talk to him about that. Kaylin Porter had 7. one rebound and an assist. Taylor Summers with 4 points, three boards, and two steals. Tatum Miller, Taya Smith, Brayden Allberg, Kylie Huff, and Anaya Kohit all had a couple of points apiece as well. So Delta will host Roaring Fork in the first round of the district tournament on Tuesday. You'll want to check out Max Webster, the high school Facebook page, for game time, but it will probably be around 6 p.m. Regardless, my coverage will begin shortly before that. Once again, the final score for the girls is Delta 53, North Fork 33. Stick around because my coverage of the boys taking on the Miners is coming up. Plus, in just a few minutes, I'll have Panther Pride. Stay tuned.
Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good. They offer most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails. Plus, body and face waxing, facial, teeth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair Designers and Nails. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jefferson River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Greg and Christy Stratton, Remax Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734. A&M Creations on Main in Delta. Voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Chaco Chan is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in fresh and prepared style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Chaco Chan, 707 Main in Delta. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Melbourne Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-offs and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorsCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine.
Welcome back to North Fork High School, ahead of the boys taking on the Miners here. Going to take a look at Panther Pride. Panther Pride, sponsored by Delta Ace Hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So, Delta has four wrestlers competing at the state tournament in Denver that started today. Timmy Horn, Darren Draws, Vic Trait, and Sandoval, and Gus Butler. Both Darren and Gus won their first round matches. Gus by pinfall, Draws Vic on points. Congratulations to the February Students of the Month at Delta High School, Jordan Frazier, Gus Butler, Austin Chamblin, Mackenzie Sharp, Otto Fender, Oscar Martinez, Bailey Hewlett, Jillian Carlson, Anika Hovel, Jasmine Lind, Chelsea Cross, and Kuhn Mu. And finally, Jillian Carlson finished her high school swimming career by taking 6th in the breaststroke and 12th in the 200 individual medley at state last weekend. She also received a nomination to the U.S. Air Force Academy by U.S. Representative Lauren Boebert earlier this week to attend that service academy. So we'll take another break, and when we come back, I will get to the pregame for the boys. That's coming up next, right here, Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance.
Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good. They offer most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face lasting, facial, teeth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair Designers and Nails. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jennison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company have been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Greg and Kristen Stratton, Greenack Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg and Kristen Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734. A&M Creations on Main in Delta. voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook. Stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Taco Chang is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Chang, 707 Main in Delta. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good. They offer most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color and burns for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face lasting, facial, teeth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair Designers and Nails.
Mark Kenner back with you. We get ready for boys action here at North Fork High School. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance. Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. The boys are 8-10, 5-2 in league after beating Grand Valley last Friday, 6-9-54. Tucker Johnson scored 15 and pulled down 8 boards. Houston Bear had 16 points and 5 boards, and Johnny Gustin had 14 points and 3 boards. Delta's looking to lock up the 2 seed in the district tournament with a win over North Fork tonight. The Miners are 5-13 overall, 1-6 in league, and are hoping to end the regular season on a high note. They are led by in scoring by junior Dylan Prescott, who averages 14 points a game. Take a look at the lineups now. Sponsored by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So looking at the lineups now for Delta. the non-starters. Number 1, junior Joe Brazales. Number 4, junior Connor Workman. Number 11, senior Diego Gutierrez. Number 12, sophomore Ryland Bynum. Number 22, junior Easton Bayer. And number 33, senior Hunter Goff. Starters for the Panthers, number 2, senior Johnny Gossine. Number 5, junior Braden Sprout. Number 10, sophomore Landon Clay. Number 15, sophomore Tucker Johnson. And number 21, senior, excuse me, number 22, senior Easton Bayer. Brendan Bayer will be a non-starter this evening. Lineups for North Fork. The non-starters will be number 1, Zayd Vasquez, number 3, Dylan Prescott, number 12, Hayden Moreno, number 14, Hunter Moreno, number 15, Nick Pooter, number 23, Blaine Peebles, number 25, Payson Pine, number 13, Ryder Hart, number 34, Lane Allen, number 45, Moss Inman, and number 50, James LeBounty. Starters for the Miners, number 4, Parker Pine. Number 10, Markham Buzzle. Number 21, Colson Hollenbeek. Number 32, Will Pooter. And number 35, Pablo Camacho. So we will take a quick break, and when we come back, we will have Taco Time tip-off. You're listening to Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Greg and Kristen Stratton, Fremax Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Kristen Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734. A&M Creations on Main in Delta. Voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Taco Chang is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Helden Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HelmanMotorCo.com or stop by 75th Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Helden Motor Company.
Art Canner back with you at North Fork High School. Finishing up the starting lineups here. We're getting ready for the Taco Time tip-off. Taco Time is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. So, as I mentioned before, Delta wins. They're the 2 seed in district, and they will host the 7 seed on Tuesday. If North Fork wins the game, Delta will be the 3 seed and host the 6 seed on Tuesday. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So Easton Bear and Will Poutre to tip for their respective teams. And here we go. North Fork going to control the tip. Parker Penney to bring it up. Penney to his right. Dishes to Hollandy. Hollandy now back into the right corner. They work it inside to Buzzel. Buzzel off the glass. It's good. So North Fork leads 2-0 on the Sun Cloud Room scoreboard just underway here in North Fork. Tucker J left corner. Annan Tracy's 3-ball no good. Rebound North Fork. And Tane to bring it up. Tane to his right. Tries to work it inside. There's the steal by Tucker Johnson. Delta moving right to left. They work it to Bear on the left side. Now inside to Tucker J. Can't get it to go off the glass. And the Miners come up with the rebound. So Tane once again for the Miners. Crossover. Nope. Gets it off to Camacho. Now over to Penne in the left corner. Penne just inside the arc, shot no good. Rebound by Hollandby. It's good. The putback's good. 4-0 North Fork on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 6:45 left in the first. Cassine over to Bear. Skip pass to Clay. Sprout and Tracy's 3-ball from the right corner. No good. And again, North Fork with the rebound. So Delta not able to find the hoop here in the early going. As Penne tries to drive the lane, he's going to kick it out to Hollenbeek, and his shot is no good. Rebound Clay, who will bring it up. Clay over to Sprout in the right corner. Back to Clay around to Gustine and in Tracy's 3-ball. Oh, in and out. And the Miners have the ball. Tane to Camacho. Now over to Poutre. Poutre almost throws it away and does. Camacho not able to come up with it. Scotty Steel Machine inbound for the Panthers. Clay up ahead to Gossine. Over to Bear now underneath to Johnson. Tucker J with the easy bucket. Delta on the board. It's 4-2 Miners on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 5:27 left in the first. Poutre. Foul going to be called on Sprout as he attempts to steal. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution, Dylan Prescott will check into the game for the Miners. Penne with the ball. Penne. Top of the key, spins in the paint, kicks it out to Poutre, and in Tracy's 3-ball's good. And North Fork extends its lead to 5. Gossine over to Bear. Bear. To Tucker J, steps back. Foot was on the line, so that's only a 2. He misses regardless. And North Fork comes up with the rebound. Tane to his left. Tries to kick it out to Poutre, but It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Sprout. Teddy Steel Machine in ground goes to Poutre. Long pass over to Penne. Penne tries to get inside position in the lane and a foul. It's going to be called on. Is this going to go on? Who is this on? Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. As Ryland Bynum will check into the game, that foul is going to be on Sprout, so it'll be his second. And Prescott brings the aim in creation's three ball. 10-2 North Fork on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Bear kicks it out to Gustine, over to Clay, now to Bynum in the right corner. Bynum gets the dribble, nope, Clay, now around the perimeter again to Bear in the left corner. Runner no good. And the Miners get the rebound. Prescott to bring it up for the Miners. Up ahead to Penne. Penne, one dribble, tries to get out of traffic. Prescott now over to Hollenbeek. Hollenbeek. Over to Poutre. Poutre. To Hollenbeek on the left side. Hollenbeek just holding the ball. Dribbles, picks it up, and now he's going to throw it into the backcourt. 3:42 left in the first. Miners lead 10-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Ball goes to Gossine. Now to Clay, back to Johnny G. And in creation, three ball from the left corner. Good. Delta Cabinet Company timeout for the Panthers. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Visit Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. North Fork leads 10-5 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Still here in the first quarter. 10:36 left in the first to be exact. Gossine, Clay, Easton, Bear, Johnson, and Bynum on the floor for the Panthers coming out of this timeout. So Delta's dug themselves a little bit of a hole to start out the game. They're looking to dig out. Prescott to bring it up for the Miners. Prescott looks to drive. Going to lose the ball. Johnson comes up with it. Clay up ahead to Gossine. They'll travel. Turn over to the Miners. Prescott. Over to Hollenbeek. Now they try to get it back to Prescott in the left corner. Prescott dribbles. Now to Moreno. That's Hunter Hayden Moreno, excuse me. Over to Hollenbeek. No, that's Poudre. Poudre looking to drive inside, and he lost this one to Hollenbeek. Hollenbeek splits the double team. Now underneath to Allen. Allen back out to Poudre. A&N creation three ball, no good. Johnson with the rebound. Clay. Now Johnson. Clay, and in creation's three ball, no good. Rebound, Miners. Prescott, just now across the time stripe. Prescott, into Hollenbeek, shot no good. Rebound, Bear. Now Delta, right to left. Over to Bynum. Bynum on the right side. Bynum back to Clay at the top. Over to Gustine. Now to Bear. He's looking to get inside. Kicks it back out to Gustine. Gustine to Johnson. Johnson over to Bynum. Bynum looks to drive underneath to Tucker J. Now Bynum, Bear, gets in the paint. Turnaround jumper, no good. Bear comes up with the rebound. To Clay. Now inside to Johnson. Turnaround jumper from the free throw line, not good. Delta got several looks that time and just couldn't get it in the bucket. 1:40 left in the first. There's a little bit of a carry by Prescott, but a foul going to be called on Bynum. And make the Motorsports substitution. Goff and Brendan Baer check in for the Panthers. Hunter Moreno in for the Miners, as is Ryder Hart. Scotty Steel Machine inbound goes to Prescott. Prescott to his right. Looks to get rid of the double team. Kicks it out to Hunter Moreno. Now they go inside. Now back to the top of the key. And Hayden Moreno now left side. Prescott deep. Aiden and Tracy Seymour. 13-5. Miners on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 1:15 left in the first. Goff back out to Gossine. Gossine to Goff. Underneath to Baer. Baer can't get it to go off the glass, gets it back, and the putback. Brendan's first 2 points for the game. 6 point advantage for North Fork, less than 60 left in the first. Prescott kicks it out to Hunter Moreno. Moreno tries to lob it inside to Hart. Then a dish to Allen. Shot's no good. Out of bounds off of Delta. Connor Workman checks into the game for the Panthers on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Lob inbound to Hayden Moreno. Now over to Prescott on the left side. Prescott looking to drive. Nope, over to Hayden Moreno. Now inside to Allen. Allen in the lane. Can't get it to go. But he's going to go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Craig and Christy Stratton with Remax Mountain West, a combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate, experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Craig and Christy Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734 or 970-216-0274. So, foul, I guess, was called on Brendan, not Brendan Baer, but number 12, Ryland Bynum. That'll be Ryland's second. They got the numbers transposed at the scorer's table. Allen misses the first, makes the second. 2-2-1 pressure now, man pressure from the Miners. Ryland Bynum, hand in, creating three ball, right side, scored. Delta within four, 16 seconds left in the first. Prescott kicks it out to Hunter Moreno. Long pass back to Prescott, knocked away, but picked up by Hayden Moreno. Now Hunter Moreno back to Hayden. Hayden to Hunter. He puts up a prayer, no good, at the buzzer. So Delta still has a little bit of work to do, but it's not as bad as it was. North Fork leads 14-10 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it, plus the comprehensive service department. The certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. And in Creations on Main and Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurants, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and More. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations and on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. So getting ready to start the second quarter. North Fork leads 14-10 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta will have possession. Clay brings it across the time stripe. Over to Bynum. Bynum, Clay, Goff, Workman, and Brendan Baer on the floor. Brendan to Goff. Jumper, no good off the front of the rim. He comes up with his own rebound, kicks it out to Bynum. Now Clay. Clay back to Bynum, and in creation. Three ball, no good. Rebound Workman, and he is a minor wrapped around his head. So that foul going to be called on Camacho, and Delta will have possession. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound goes to Clay in the left corner. To Goff, Workman, now Bynum right side. Bynum looks to dribble drive. In the lane, puts it up. Can't get it to go. But a foul going to be called on Buzzle. And Ryland to the line for two Greg and Christy Stratton Remax Mountain West free throws. Terry Ryan, State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryan, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So Bynum makes the first. And the second, Greg and Christy Stratton, Remax Mountain West, three for Ryland with 5 points on the night. Tane brings it up for the Miners. They work it around to Poutre. Poutre over to Penne in the left corner. Penne looking to drive. Gets it underneath. Shot no good by Buzzle, but he's going to go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. This one will be called on Bear. 15 foul on the Panthers. Miners only have two. Brent Mason Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus, a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who super specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today. Brent Mason Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. The Buzzle cannot make either of his free throws, and the loose ball going to go out of bounds off of North Fork. Miners with a two-point advantage now, 7:06 left, and that's going to be a foul on Buzzle. Believe that'll be his second. 7:04 left in the half as Prescott will check back in on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Inbound goes to Bear now. Duffin back in the paint to Bear. Bear underneath to Goff and a travel by Brendan. Johnson back in with the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Panthers. 14-12 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Looks like Brendan Bear is going to have to be subbed out for some sort of injury. I think he's got some blood or something on him. So Easton Bear back in. Tane with the ball for the Miners. Dribbles to his left in the paint. And a carry call. So a turnover back to Delta, 6:51 left in the half. Duffin to bring it up for the Panthers, over to Bynum. Bynum left elbow, back to Duffin on the right elbow. Now Bynum again, they work it in to Johnson. Tucker back out to Bynum. Bynum to Duffin, around to Workman. They try to get it inside to Johnson, back out to Duffin at the top. Johnny G dribble, crossover in the paint, underneath to Bear. I'm going to say out of bounds on the Miners. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution as Braden Sprout checks in for Workman. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound goes to Sprout. Duffin, Johnson, shot no good. A wide open 15-foot jumper, and it just Tucker J just can't get it to go tonight. Hollenbeek over to Poutre. Poutre around to Penne in the left corner just inside the arc. Johnson with the rebound. up ahead to Josh Green. And can't get the floater to go. 5:50 left in the half. Keenan to Prescott. Prescott trapped in the corner. He gets it out to Hollandy. Now they go in the paint to Camacho. It's no good, but I think Easton Bear are going to be called for the foul. Camacho to the line for Jude Gregg and Christy Stratman. Remax Mountain left free throws. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinet.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution as Landon Clay is back into the game. Clay gets the rebound after the missed free throw, then has it stolen. Prescott with the layup in transition back on the other end, can't get it to go. Clay now with the basketball. Inside to Bear, now underneath to Johnson. Reverse layup is good. Delta within one. 5:13 left in the first half. 15-14 Northport. Prescott drops it off to Poutre. Now they get it into Camacho, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Delta, they say. Ryder Hart checks back in. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Lob inbound goes to Hayden Moreno. Now over to Prescott on the left side. Back to Poutre at the top. Poutre looking for a screen. This one's going to be bounced off with Sprout's knee and out of bounds. Scotty Stilling machine inbound for the Miners. Ball ends up in Prescott's hands eventually. Prescott looking to drive the lane. Shot's no good, but a foul. Going to be called on Gossine. So Miners into the bonus now, so Prescott to the line for 1-1. Prescott drains the first. And the second. So back to a three-point advantage for the Miners. 2-2-1 zone pressure from the Miners. And Hollenbeek's going to knock the pass out of bounds, and Delta will maintain possession. Inbound goes to Clay. Clay to Gossine on the left side. Back to Clay. Back to Johnny G. Gossine to Glando. Now over to Sprout on the right side. Just inside the arc. Jumper no good. And a foul going to be called. Not sure if it's going to be on Johnson or Bear. So we're waiting for the call here. Going to be on Easton Bear, and it's going to send Hunter Moreno to the line for 1-1. 4.5 left here in the first half. Front end no good, and rebound North Fork, but Delta's going to knock the ball loose. Clay is going to be fouled by Hayden Moreno. Fourth team foul for the Miners. Daddy Still Machine inbound goes to Clay, over to Gossine, in the Johnson. Johnson in the lane. Still can't find his first bucket of the night. I take that back. He's got 4 points, but he struggled from the field tonight. Prescott, back by midcourt. Prescott gets the screen. Comes around into traffic. hangs in the air for the bucket, and now a foul going to be called. On, I'm not sure who they called the foul on. I think it's on Northport nonetheless. And shot doesn't count. 17-14, Northport on the Sunflower Rim scoreboard. Gus Dean, Clay, Sprout in the right corner, back to Clay, in the paint to Johnson, back out to Sprout. Sprouty aiming, chasing three ball from the right corner, no good. Rebound Prescott, and Northport's got it going the other direction. 4 minutes left in the half. Prescott kicks it out to Hunter Moreno. Over to Hayden Moreno, back into the left corner. Aiden traces three ball by Prescott. Johnson with the rebound. Up ahead to Gustine. Now Bear. Bear in the paint. Hooping the harm. Eastman's got his first 2 points of the game, and he'll go to the line for the and one. A Greg and Christy Stratman Remax Mountain West free throw. Trying to get Delta back within two. It's the first foul called on Ryder Hart. San Mason Motorsports substitution as Lane Allen checks back into the game for the Miners. And Miners with a 2 point advantage. Creighton Bear back into the game. Brendan Bear, excuse me. Prescott with the ball. Prescott up ahead to Hunter Moreno, back over to Prescott. Prescott to Hayden Moreno on the left side. This one almost knocked away, but Hunter Moreno comes up with it. Moreno to Prescott. Prescott traveled. Now Gustine comes up with the steal. Steal and spins in the lane. And he'll be called for the travel. So Delta turns the ball back over. It's 19-17. Miners on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 3:15 left in the half. Prescott almost threw it away, but picked up by Hunter Moreno, and he will travel. Grand Mason Motorsports substitution as Will Poutre back into the game. For the Miners, Delta with possession. Clay to Sprout, right corner, and increases three ball, no good. Rebound by the Miners. Prescott to Hollenbeek, over to Hunter Moreno, back to Hollenbeek, and increases three ball, good. Back to a 5 point advantage for the Miners. Clay to Gossine. Back to Clay inside to Johnson, who's going to have it stolen or blocked, however you want to call it. The ball taken out of his hands as he's going up for the shot. Prescott over to Hunter Moreno. Moreno into Hollenbeek, splits the double team, and a foul going to be called on Johnny G. So that'll send Hollenbeek to the line for 1-1. Second foul called on Gossine. Front end of it is good. He'll get another Greg and Christy Stratman Remax Mountain West free throw. No good off the back iron. Rebound by the Miners and a Taco Town jump ball. Miners will have possession, though. ...23-17, Miners on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 2:20 left in the half. Inbound to Poutre, right corner. And Tracy's three ball, no good. Clay with the rebound, up ahead to Gustine. Gustine over to Johnson, Tucker J, and Tracy's three ball, no good. Ball batted around, picked up by the Miners. So Prescott to bring it up with 2 minutes left in the half. Prescott looks up. Dribble with the crossover. Delta's going to force the turnover as Gustine came up with the steal, but back on the other end, they're going to get it, let it get away from them. So Delta not doing themselves any favors there. Prescott to Hollenbeek. Hollenbeek looking to drive, kicks it out to Hunter Moreno. Moreno tries to work it inside, gets it back out to him now. Has it stolen. Tucker Johnson comes up with it. And Delta's got it going back the other way. Up ahead, the Bear. Brendan with two off the glass. It's Brendan's first two in the game. And it's back to a four-point advantage for the Miners. Prescott drops it off with Poutre. Poutre inside the arc. Long pass to Hunter Moreno. Back to Hollenbeek. As it gets knocked away by Gossin. He's going to get it back. Euro step in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound Bear. Brendan with his second board of the night. Up ahead to Gossin. Inside the Bear. Brendan spins. Shot no good. And then he'll commit the foul. Trying to force a jump ball. Brendan now sporting a bandage on his left cheek as he must have been scratched and trying to get the bleeding to stop there. 53 seconds left in the half, and Hollenbeek to the line for two as the Miners now in the double. Won't get the first. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions of Hayden Moreno and Parker Payne. Check back into the game, and now we'll get a Delta Cabinet Company timeout by the Miners. So we will be unable to talk to Coach Kyle Crowder at halftime of the game. Girls said Coach Kyle Crowder not available for an interview, so we'll just get a nice long intermission here at the break. So Hollenbeek to attempt his second Dragon Christie Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throw. No good off the front iron. Brendan Bear tracks it down for the rebound. Trying to dribble it out is Clay. Clay inside to Sprout. Sprout with the reverse lay-in. It's good. 37 seconds left. 23-21 Miners on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Prescott dribbles to his right, now crosses over back to his left, back by midcourt, out to Hollenbeek. Hollenbeek pivots around, now drives, back out, now to Prescott. Miners playing for the last shot of the half. Prescott holds the ball, now drives, dribbles at the top of the key, and in Tracy's three ball, no good. Bear comes up with the rebound, if you can call it that. So at the half, the Miners lead by two, 23-21 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. We'll take a break, and coming up, I've got some first half stats for you here. Interesting game here for the boys in the final game of the regular season. They kind of dug themselves a nice hole to start with. They were down by seven early on and have clawed their way back in and only down by two at the half. So we'll take a break. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Gary Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Do you need let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Modern appliance serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. So see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. Thank you. Since 1935, Doughton Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Doughton Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Doughton Steel and Machine. Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good. They offer most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gel, and dip nails, plus body and face waxing, facial, teeth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair Designers and Nails. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jefferson River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Greg and Christy Stratton, Greenback Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734. A&M Creations on Main in Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Taco Shine is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., it's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Shine, 707 Main in Delta. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Helmut Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HelmutMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Helmut Motor Company. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Simicki at the Sunflower Room. Modern appliance serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta for all your appliance needs. Since 1935, Doughty Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Doughty Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Doughty Steel and Machine. Hair Designers and Nails will make you look good. They offer most salon needs, including styling, cutting, coloring perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face lasting, facial, teeth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair Designers and Nails.
Mark Tanner back with you at North Fork High School, where the home team Miners lead by 223-21 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Halftime brought to you by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Take a look at some first half stats for the Panthers. Rylan Bynum had 5, Tucker Johnson had 4 and 3 boards. Brendan Bear, Easton Bear, Hunter Goff all had a couple of points, and Johnny Gossine had 3. Braden Sprout had a couple of points as well. Unfortunately, not able to catch up with girls head coach Kyle Crowder at the half. If we had that interview, would have been brought to you by Modern Appliance. Modern Appliance serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So as I mentioned, Delta had dug themselves a hole, got down 7 early, and has been trying to scratch and claw their way back. Have been as close as 2, which is what they're at right now, getting ready to start the second half. It's 23-21 North Fork on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. About ready to start the second half, winding down halftime here. Some last-minute instructions from Coach Rob Ames as the boys are all fired up and coming back out onto the court. They'll have the starters out there. Will the Panthers? Looks like the Miners will as well. So Delta will be moving left to right on the streaming dial here in the second half. Delta will have the ball first. So we'll see what Delta can do here. I'd like to see them come out and go on an extended scoring run of their own, much the same way the Miners did to start the game. Doughty Steel Machine inbound, going to go to Clay in the backcourt. He's going to bring it up. Clay to his right. This is to Sprout. Sprout to Bear in the lane. He'll be fouled as he goes to the hoop, to the line for 2. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. Greg and Christy Stratman with Remax Mountain West, a combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734 or 970-216-0274. So Bear has brought the Panthers within 1. and it's tied. Easton's got four. And Delta's tied to score at 23 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Tene over to Hollenbeek. Over to Poudre. Poudre back to Hollenbeek on the right side. Ain't increases three ball, no good. Rebound there. Up ahead to Sprout. Sprout in the lane, and he'll be called for the travel, trying to get through the double team. And the turnover back to the Miners. Tene with the ball. Top of the key. They work it inside to Camacho. And he'll be called for the travel. So Delta gets the ball back. Play to bring it up for the Panthers. To Augustine on the left side. Now Sprout at the top. Inside to Johnson. Back out to Clay. Now Sprout around to Augustine. Augustine to his right. Now Clay at the top. Sprout on the right side. Sprout to Bear. Easton back out to Clay on the left side. Back to Augustine at the top. Now Sprout, they work it inside to Johnson. One-hander, no good. And an over-the-back foul going to be called on, I think it's going to be Camacho. Excuse me, it's Buzzle. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution is Dylan Prescott back into the game for the Miners. Fourth foul on Buzzle. Inbound goes to Sprout. Clay at the top. Inside to Johnson. Back out to Sprout. Little ball fake. Now Clay. Back to Sprout. Long pass to Gossin. Left side. Back to Clay at the top. Now inside to Bear. Tries to go underneath. I think he thought Johnson was going to cut, and he didn't, and Easton threw the ball away. Score remains tied at 23 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 6:20 left in the third. Penny, they work it inside to Hollenbeek. Shot no good. Rebound Johnson. Now to Clay. Up ahead to Sprout. Back out to Clay. And in Grayson's three ball, no good. Rebound. And a Taco Time jump ball. Delta will have possession. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution as Brendan Bear will check in for Tucker Johnson. Daddy Steel Machine inbound for the Panthers and a Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Miners. Part back into the game. Goes to Sprout. Off the glass is good. Braden's got four and Delta's got the lead, 25-23 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta's first lead of the game. Prescott gonna bring his team right back with an A&M creation three ball. 1 point advantage for the Miners. Clay to Gossine. Gossine Sprout at the top. Over to Clay on the right side. Inside to Bear. Brendan to Easton. And a foul gonna be called. I'm not sure which Bear it's going to go on. It's going to go on Easton. And now discussion. Nope, they're going to call it on Brendan. No, they're going to call it on 21 Hollenbeek. Mass confusion for the scorekeeper. That'll be the first on Hollenbeek. Clay, right elbow, adding Jason's three ball, no good. Sprout gets the rebound. Sprout, top of the key. Loose ball is going to be picked up by the Miners. Tene with the basketball. Tene almost threw it away, but Prescott got able to get it. He's trapped in the corner. Gets it out to Poudre, and he'll drain the two. So back to a three-point advantage. For the Miners, Sprout underneath to Brendan Bear. Brendan is going to have it knocked out of bounds by the Miners. Delta will maintain possession. 29-25 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. They gave the Miners too many points. It should be 28-25. Scott Steen. To Sprout, back to Justine, now Sprout. And a Delta Cabinet Company timeout. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. I believe that last basket by Hollenbeek was only a two. Both officials on both sides of the court signaled it was only two, and at the time it was 26-25, so I think this should only be 28-25 in favor of the Miners. Taco Time is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. So go to for a quick, delicious meal, Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. .438 left in the third. Scoreboard said 29-25 in favor of the Miners. Gossine over to Bear, to Clay. Back out to Sprout. Sprout underneath to Brendan. Brendan off the glass. It's good. Delta back within two. Prescott. Looking for the screen. He's going to drop it off to Hunter. Moreno shot's no good. Rebound and then the putback. And now a foul on the Miners. Or not. It'll be a foul on Clay. That'll be his first. Daddy Steel machine inbound to Moreno. Now they work it inside the right or heart. And now Johnson with the steal over to Sprout. Sprout. Long pass to Clay. They work it back to Sprout on the left side. Now inside. Now the lane to a cutting Bear. Brendan saves it. Now throws it away. Prescott, wide open three ball, and it goes to three is good. Clay, top of the key, underneath to Johnson. And Tucker's got six. 32-29, Miners on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Prescott looking to take it himself. Shot's no good. Rebound Clay. Clay's got four boards unofficially. Clay inside to Brendan Bear. Turnaround jumper from the free throw line. No good. And a Taco Time jump ball. Going to go to the Miners. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Ryland Bynum in the game for the Panthers. Camacho and Hollenbeck back into the game for the Miners. Prescott to bring it up for North Fork. Just a little more than three left in the third. Hollenbeek. Over to Hayden Camacho. Prescott saves it to Moreno. Back to Camacho. Excuse me. Prescott in the left corner. Back out to Hollenbeek. Gain and creates the three ball. No good. Bear with the rebound up ahead to Sprout. Sprout one on two. No foul called. As there's contact in the lane. And then Sprouty's going to be called for the foul, fighting for the loose ball. Or they're going to call Hunter Johnson for the... Tucker Johnson for the foul. I'm confused. He wasn't anywhere near the ball. And now the official's going to get together to discuss. Sprout was the one that was fighting for the loose ball. And they're going to say it was on Sprout. Hunter Goff checks into the game. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution and third foul on Braden. one's going to go through the wickets on Hunter Moreno and out of bounds. And a turnover to Delta, 2.5 left in the third. Miners lead 32-29 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Bynum to Gossine, back to Bynum. Back to Johnny G, now Ryland. Ryland looking to dribble. Kicks it out to Gossine. He's going to be called for the travel. Took a stutter step before he dribbled and turns the ball over. Delta down by 4. Prescott to Hollenbeek. To Moreno, back to Hollenbeek on the right side. Hollenbeek's going to drive baseline. That was a travel. Kicked it out to Prescott. And Jason Schieball's good. Bynum will bring it up for the Panthers. Over to Gossine. Andy Creation's three ball, no good. Rebound by Hollenbeek. And now back the other way. Prescott on pass to Hunter Moreno inside to Hollenbeek. And it's good. 37-29. Miners on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Bynum in traffic. And they're going to say offsetting fouls. I don't know what that was. Regardless, Delta's ball. Bynum around to Johnson. Ann and Grayson, three balls in the corner. Finally. Tucker J connects. He's got 9. Delta back within 5. It's 37-32 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Just north of 60 left in the third. Hollenbeek to Moreno. Moreno to Prescott. Aiden Jason's 3 ball. No good. Rebound. Brendan Bales. Clay to bring it up. Over to Bynum. Bynum inside to Bear. Underneath to Johnson. Turnaround jumper is going to be knocked away, and he's out of bounds. That it would be Camacho trying to save it. Now Delta, with the Dowdy stealing machine inbound, 40 seconds left in the third. Goff, Clay, Bynum. Bynum going to drive the lane. Finger roll, no good, a little too strong. He's going to come back and get the rebound. They're going to say he stepped on the baseline and out of bounds. Coach Rob Ames just not happy with that call at all. Moreno to Prescott. Prescott to Hollenbeek. Hollenbeek playing for the final shot of the quarter. It's 18. Prescott back to Hollenbeek. 10 seconds left. Hollenbeek. Let's drive. Finish. They're going to call Clay for a foul. Where I don't even think he touched Holland because the ball got loose. 6 seconds left in the third. Dowdy Steel Machine goes to Prescott in the back. Prescott to Hollenbeek. And in Creation's 3 ball at the buzzer. No good. At the end of 3, Miners lead 37-32 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy Finicky at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Finicky at the Sunflower Room. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. If you were pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. getting ready to start the final stands of the Miners lead 37-32. They'll have possession to start the fourth. Both teams with three team fouls apiece. I think the only Panther in foul trouble would be Creighton Sprout. I think he's got four. They work it in the right corner. Will Pucher and Greg C. A. and Tracy three ball. 40-32. Bynum to Clay in the paint to Bear back out to Goff. Jumper no good. Rebound Johnson. Put back no good. And this one's going to be collected in by the Miners. Prescott to bring it up. Prescott looks to drive. Kicks it out to Poutre. This one knocked away by Clay. Clay all by himself. Easy bucket in transition. .40-34 Miners on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Prescott. Now they work it inside to Buzzle. Buzzle back out. Now they're going to work it back around to Allen. Now Prescott. Long pass to Penne. Penne. Back to Prescott. Prescott. Out to Poutre. A&M creation. Three balls good. That was from long range. 43-34 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard in favor of the Miners. Bynum over to Johnson. Can't get the A&M creation. Three ball to go. And a foul going to be called on Brendan Bear. That'll be his third, I believe. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Braden Sprout back in. Actually the third on there. Delta's going to have 2-2-1. Man. Pressure. Shot no good. That's a block by Clay. Ball's going to get away from Bear as he goes for the rebound. Bobby Steele machine inbound goes to the left corner. Poudre in and traces three ball. No good. Prescott with the rebound on the putback. Clay to Gossine over to Johnson. Back to Gossine. Lando in and traces three ball. Good. And a Delta Cabinet Company timeout for the Panthers. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. .45-37 North Fork on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 6-4 left in the game. Prescott gets the Daddy Steel machine inbound back to Holland. He traveled. And it gets called finally. So Delta will get the ball. Clay will bring it up for the Panthers. To Gossine back to Clay. Gossine, thought about the Annan Creations 3. Now Clay, Annan Creations 3 ball from the right side. No good. Rebounds Bear. Shot's no good, but he's going to go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Care Designers and Nails will make you look good, offering most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails for body and face waxing, facials, teeth whitening, and spray tents. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Hair Designers and Nails. So Bear misses the first. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Miners as the Moreno brothers check back in. Shot no good. Loose ball. Miners come up with it. Hollenbeek. Going to be fouled by Gossin. That'll be Johnny G's third. Maybe only his second. Hope it is Johnny's third. Hunter Moreno and Creation's three ball right side. Rebound Bear. Brendan outlets to Clay. To Gossin. Back to Clay. Now inside to Brendan. Underneath to Johnson. Parker J off the glass. North Fork lead is 6. As the Miners work it up, Prescott and Creation's three ball. It's an air ball, and Clay comes up with it. Up ahead to Sprout. Sprout in the lane. The foul called on the Miners. Both teams with 5 team fouls. That foul going to be called on Hollenbeek. That'll be his second. Sprout in the Bear. One-hander, no good. He'll get it back. Hoop in the harm. Brendan's got 6, looking to add to it and get his team back within 3. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Miners. As Poutre and Pine check back in, as does Camacho. Brendan Bear to the line for an and one. There it is. Brendan with 7. Delta with pressure. Camacho gets it up ahead. Now they work it inside. Loose ball. Allen kicks it out to Poudre. Now back into Allen. Now Camacho going to have it knocked away. But picked back up by Hayden Moreno. Loose ball. Gossin comes up with it. Can't get it to go, but I think he's going to go to the line for 2. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. Regardless, he'll be shooting because Delta's now in the bonus. But Johnny G going to get a couple here. Delta's Hardware's been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta's Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive, Shuley, a one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta's Hardware help you with your next project. So Gossin misses the first. So get the second. Johnny with 4, Delta within 2. Hollenbeek up ahead is there, trying to get the loose ball. Fights for it, gets it back. Brendan with the steal. Up ahead, loose ball. Say, Gossin gets it, and then he's taken out at the ankle. That's going to be a foul in 10A. And Johnny G's going to the line for 2, or 1-1. Johnny G's going to the line for 1-1. They got to tell the officials. So Gossin at the line. Can't get the front end, and a foul's going to be called, I believe, on Bear. Yep, over the back on Brendan. 45-43, Miners on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Brendan's 4th. They go in the middle, now back to Hollenbeek. Hollenbeek to Payne. Payne back to Hollenbeek. Hollenbeek up to Allen. Now around to the left corner and Boudre. He'll miss the 8 in creation. 3 ball. Tucker Jays there for the rebound. Now Delta with the ball. Clay to Gossin. Sprout, Clay, and DeBert. This one's going to be knocked away. Now Prescott's going back the other direction. Stops, pops, on top of the key. Aaron Pierce's three ball good. Sends the lead back out to 5. 3:35 left in the game. Clay to Gossin. Gossin drives the lane. Shot is good. Over the horn! Johnny G back to the line for an and one. Modern Appliance serving Western Colorado for a top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Griffey Jim and his friendly staff. Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street and Delta for all your appliance needs. Gossin completes the three-point play. He has 7. Delta back within 2. Up ahead to Poutre. Poutre to Pane. Delta Cabinet Company timeout by the Miners. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel Machines, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. .48-46 Miners on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta has had the lead once in this entire game, and they lost it nearly immediately, trying to get it back here late in the game. Delta in the bonus, but they also have 16 fouls. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound goes to Prescott in the backcourt for the Miners. Prescott is going to go all the way off the glass. He'll have hoop of the harm, and Brendan Baird just fouled out of the game. Barely any contact there. And Fair's out. So Easton checks in. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution, and Prescott to the line for the and one. He'll put his squad back up by 5. 3:16 left in the game. 51-46 North Fork on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Gossin over to Bear. Inside to Johnson. Back out to Gossin. Clay around to Sprout. Sprout into a cutting Johnson. Johnson will be fouled. He'll go to the line for 2. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. A&M Creations on Main and Delta. Go to 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Straight steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop it at 305 Main Street where they're making dining experiences. So Tucker J makes the first and the second. Delta within 3. Tane gets by Bear. They're going to call Easton for the foul. And Tane will go to the line for 2. Kepler, Gray, and Christy Stratton, Remax Mountain West. Free throw coming his way. Shot's no good. They're questioning whether the shot was on the floor or on the shot. And if it's 1-1, then Delta would have the ball right now, or at least should, because he missed the shot. And they're going to say it was 1-1. It happened on the floor, so Delta will have possession. Coach Eric Hollenbeek saying it should be a jump ball if that's the case. Regardless, it's going to be Delta's possession. The officials. So they're going to say jump ball. It'll be Delta possession. And the officials might be losing control of this game just a little bit. 51-48 Miners on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay Top of the key over to Sprout. Sprout back to Clay. Over to Gustine. Gustine to Clay. Back to Johnny G. Aiden Creation's three ball no good off the front iron. Gustine gets it, kicks it out to Clay. Aiden Creation's three ball no good. Clay's going to track down the rebound. Back to G. Johnny G over to Sprout. Sprout to Gustine. Gustine looks to drive back out to Sprout. Sprout to Tucker J. Aiden Creation's three ball. Good! Score is tied! Tane trying to get it up the court. Tane is going to be fouled by Sprout. It's a little too much contact. From Tane to the line for 1-1. No good. Oh, nope. Got the roll. So Miners pull back ahead by one. So miss the second. Rebound by Sprout. Gustine to Clay. Back to Gustine. Now Clay. Gustine, 2 minutes left in the game. Delta down by one. Clay. Sprout at the top. Over to Gustine on the left side. Gustine. Clay at the top over to Sprout. Sprout dribbles to his left. Gustine, Clay. Little ball fake. Dribbles in. Kicks it back out to Gustine. He'll drive. Nope. Steps back out. A&M creation. Three ball. No good. Rebound. Tucker Johnson over to Sprout. Sprout. Gustine, Easton Bear, back to Sprout at the top, over to Clay, and increasing three ball, good. Lando's got eight, and Delta's got a two-point lead. Prescott up ahead to Allen. Allen over to Hollenbeek. Hollenbeek, Poudre, Hollenbeek, and increasing three ball, no good. Rebound, Easton Bear. Easton's got four boards and Delta's got the ball with 60 seconds left in the game and a two-point lead. Tucker J inside to Easton. Easton spins. Turnaround jumper, good. Easton with six. Trying to get the ball up the court. And number 34, Allen stumbles. He was not touched. Grand Mesa, or excuse me, Delta Cabinet Company timeout called by the Miners. Delta leads 56-52 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And we've got less than 60 seconds left in this ball game. It's been a fight the entire way for the Panthers. They go down 7 to start the game. They were down 2 at the half. Within the last 30 seconds, they just regained the lead. They had the lead one other time by 1. And Dylan Prescott took that right back for his team. So Delta has a two-possession lead, 56-52, on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta looking for that number 2 seed in district. And they are 45.3 seconds from locking that down. 4-point lead for the Panthers. Miners with the Doughty Steel Machine inbound goes to Prescott in the backcourt. Prescott. Over to Poudre, back to Prescott. Now Allen. Prescott. They work it inside. Hollenbeek. Good for two from the free throw line. And a Delta Cabinet Company timeout by the Miners. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
Mark Kanter back with you at North Fork High School, and this one's gotten a little exciting here down the stretch. Delta leads 56-54 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. They'll have possession coming out of the timeout. We'll see if the Miners look for a quick foul here. They're definitely going to play some man defense. Scotty Steel Machine inbound by Clay. 32 seconds left in the game. Looking for the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. It goes to Sprout. He'll be fouled immediately, and he'll go to the line. So Sprout to the line for two as Delta in the double. He'll get it. Then Delta's lead to three. Looking to make this once again a two-possession game with 30 seconds left. Buckets. Braden's got six. Prescott dumps it off to Poudre. High arcing and Jason's three ball. No good. Rebound Johnson. Up ahead to Clay. Clay is going to be fouled. Lando to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. These free throws down the stretch here, very important. It's a two-possession game for Delta right now. Clay makes it. Can't make the second. Bear gets the rebound, kicks it out to Clay. 15 seconds left. Clay, as it knocked away, gets it back, and then he's fouled. Lando back to the line. So foul is going to be called on Hayden Moreno. That's his second. First one is good by Clay. He makes the second and puts the game away. Nail in the coffin. There it is. 61-54 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 10 seconds left. Prescott picks up the ball as it rolls. Thought he'd travel. Instead, kicks it over to Hollenbeek. And in Jason's three ball, no good from top of the key. Easton Bear with the rebound. And Delta will somehow, some way, come away with the victory here at North Fork High School tonight. Delta has only led twice throughout the game and didn't pull away till the end. In large part to our player of the game, that's going to be Landon Clay hitting some clutch free throws. In the closing seconds of this game, he had 12 points tonight, 5 boards, an assist, and a block. Tucker Johnson had 15 points, 10 boards, couple of steals. Brendan Bear, 7 points, 8 boards. Easton Bear, 6 points, 5 boards. Hunter Goff had a couple of points and a rebound. Braden Sprout, 6 points and 2 boards. Johnny Gossin, 7 points, a rebound, and 2, make it 3 steals. So the boys going to host the first-round district tournament game next Tuesday. They've got the second seed, opponent, and time to be announced. Once again, the final score of tonight's game, Delta 61, North Fork 54. You've been streaming Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance. Have a good night.